Here's how I did it. The search for properties began by looking in the newspaper and in real estate magazines. I drove around different neighborhoods and talked with people in my local landlord association. I knew what I wanted in regard to monthly cash flow, so I used forms to figure the potential cash flow of a particular property. After this, I went out and made an offer. To my surprise, the first offer I made was accepted. Let me stop right here and tell you, I didn't expect this to happen. If I had to make 10 offers on properties, I would have. The point is that I was committed to buying real estate, and I was determined to give this objective all the time and attention it required. Then, of course, I needed a mortgage. I explained to the first bank I went to that the current owner of the property was going to carry a second note, which is an owner-financed second mortgage in the amount of the down payment. In reply, I was told that I was required to put at least 10% of my own money down. This didn't work for me because I didn't have any money, but I did have the option to go to another bank, which is just what I did. The second bank was not as particular and did not care if the down payment was borrowed. Consequently, this is the bank I used for all my real estate investment purchases. My second investment property was also purchased with no money down. The seller of the property loaned me the down payment that the bank required. The owner carried a 10% second note on this one. One of the most significant pluses was that I negotiated for these sellers to carry a second note on these properties. This worked in my favor because I started out with no money to invest. I would not have been able to acquire the property if the sellers had not agreed to do so. Both of these notes are for less than 4 years. So in a few years, my cash flow will increase because I will have paid off some of the owner-financed second mortgages. On the third property purchase, I convinced my parents to loan me the money from the line of credit secured by their home. I purchased a 3-bedroom home as well as a 1-bedroom apartment for $35,000. I spent about $2,000 on the two purchases and did almost all of the repair work myself. Otherwise, I would not have been able to afford the improvements to the property. A few months later, I went to the bank and informed them that since I owned these properties free and clear, I wanted to get a loan secured by them. The two properties were appraised for $50,000, and the bank loaned me 90% of the appraisal amount, which was around $45,000. After paying closing costs, loan fees, and repaying my parents, I pocketed $8,800. My fourth property was purchased like my third. I borrowed the money from my parents and paid cash for the property. Without any repairs or improvements, the property was appraised for $75,000, $15,000 more than I paid for it. I went to my bank and once again told them I own this property free and clear, and my goal was to obtain a loan with the property as collateral. The bank loaned me enough to pay back the loan from my parents, as well as all closing costs and loan fees. This property's mortgage will also be paid using rental income, and paid off in 13 years. I must be honest. Like any business, real estate can cause headaches. Pipes can burst. Units can remain vacant longer than you'd prefer. But these are temporary setbacks. Once the determination to succeed takes over, the rewards of investing far outweigh the need for the occasional aspirin. I still cannot believe the return on investment I've seen relative to the actual dollar amounts I've spent. Perseverance pays. My immediate goals are to continue leveraging my earned income by using my bank's money to buy more residential real estate. By 2006, my objective is to own 16 rental properties or units. By 2010, I will own a minimum of 40 rental units, generating cash flow of $10,000 a month or more. By the time I'm 40, I will have paid off the mortgages on no less than 10 properties. Then I intend to sell them, transfer the money into a 1031 exchange, and buy more property. Here's an example of how that works. Say I sell the 10 properties for $60,000 each. That $600,000 will provide the down payment on a large apartment complex. Also, the IRS gives property owners who do this a break and defers the capital gains tax when the properties are sold. By this time, my monthly cash flow should be between $18,000 and $20,000 a month. I'm 27 years old. There's no words to describe how good it feels to be in control of my financial destiny. At the same time, it's so exciting to know that my income will not be dependent on someone other than myself. If there's any bigger confidence builder than that, I surely don't know what it is.